Don't you realize? The next time you see Sky, it'll be over another town. The next time you take a test, it'll be in some other school. Our parents, they want the best of stuff for us. But right now they gotta do what's right for them. Cause it's their time. Their time. Up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here. That's all over the second we ride up Troy's bucket.
So hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damian.
And this is Douglas.
And we're playing phone roulette to see whose phone will trip a mic first.
Yup.
Damian is in the lead as he hovers the phone feet. Right over the mic.
My phone has manners.
It's also waterproof, which mm-hmm. makes it special. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's what it is.
All right, so this week we're here to talk about a boy and his corpse.
I needed you to help me get home. Okay, buddy?
Okay, buddy.
From starvation.
Right, so about that.
Wait, sorry, we're not talking about Lady Snowblood?
No, not right now.
We'll talk about Lady Snowblood.
I have a story about this movie.
I actually have a question to ask you about this movie. Cool. But
it will be answered by the end of my story. I had a funeral to go to on Sunday. It is in Westmoreland. And so I charged my phone and put the movie on said phone. So I would watch it in the four-hour drive to Westmoreland.
Damian, you fucked up.
Here's the thing. The people, the three other people in the car, don't know where Westmoreland is. I also don't know how to drive to Westmoreland.
You don't know how to drive to Westmoreland? Was involved.
No.
I mean, I understand getting to Westmoreland and mm-hmm. then saying, I don't know where there I'm going. But Westmoreland is literally turn left.
Okay, cool. You'd have helped in the car. So at a certain point, it was clear that the only thing that would save us is Google's global positioning service, which requires data, requires maps,
Damon.
For the maps to be on.
Damon, yes. mm-hmm. did someone say that they're the map three
no.
times?
Mm-hmm. It was all men in the car. If I had done that, they'd have probably kicked me out of the car. I mean, they wouldn't have gotten to the funeral. So instead of watching this movie, I used more than half of my battery to get to Westmoreland, to get to a funeral yesterday. It takes about 4 hours to get to Westmoreland.
Does that mean it takes about four
That's
hours to get back?
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm. It took even longer to get back because they drove the longer way.
Ooh,
to
the
save,
South Coast way?
Yeah, to save $600 in
no.
toll fees.
No.
Everyone decided to drive the longer way.
It's not fun.
Saying all the while, no, this is the shorter way. And I said, that's impossible because Google said the fastest route, which is what we took and got there quickly. I got home last night and went, all right, I'll watch the movie while I eat my dinner. My mother didn't make any dinner. She was asleep. She was tired. So I got home and made dinner. I went to sleep. Woke up this morning. I went to work. And have
now
been doing
here.
A lot of work all day. And now I'm here. And didn't want to call off the podcast because we might not be able to podcast up tomorrow. Today's the 7th of November, by the way.
So Damien.
So when you hear this a week and a half from now, thinking, what's happening tomorrow?
Right. just look, what important thing happened the day after the 7th of November?
So Damien, did you not watch any of this movie? Did you even watch like the first 5 to 10 minutes?
I saw about a half hour.
Okay, great. So my question still stands.
Oh, all right, that's good.
Damien, what was your immediate reaction when you realized that you'd picked a musical?
Well, I was hoping that all of that would disappear in the back half of the movie. Did it not? Did the sing-songy nonsense continue?
They kept singing.
It wasn't bad. This movie is the right kind of... By the way, what's the name of it? Swiss Army Man.
Swiss Army Man.
The movie we're talking about. And I chose this movie because I've wanted to watch this movie, but for some reason, I kept putting it off. Mm-hmm. And so I said, I know how I can make myself watch this movie.
Drive to Westmoreland.
I'll force us to watch it on the podcast and have time. Going to Westmoreland, I will take 4 hours. The movie's not 4 hours. I'm safe. None of it worked. Today I was trying to watch some more of it during lunch, and as I was eating lunch, my phone rang, and I looked outside it was, and turned on, and just flipped the phone over. I'm like, well, if I don't answer the phone, I'll be safe, except the hotel isn't that big, and everybody knows where I eat. You eat in the lunchroom. And so someone walked from their office to the lunchroom to call me, and they're like, you can't eat now. We need you. And I had to put on my food, and so today has been quite a day.
Nice.
But the first half hour was weird.
Yeah.
Even though I knew what this movie was about,
farts are jet skis.
It's still there are still points where I went, I don't think I know what this movie is about. I mean, this movie it's crazy. There's a man that ends up stranded somewhere, and there's a dead body, and slowly the dead body starts to reanimate and
superpowers
help, and that's where so you say it continues this sing-songy nonsense. Is it good? I don't want to ask Andrew because there's music in there. It's basically a musical, so I can't trust his opinion.
I will reserve my opinion, right. my commentary.
Why?
For after Andrew. I want to hear what Andrew thinks about this movie. I really do want to hear what Andrew thinks about this movie.
So, the first thing that I thought when this movie got to the meat of the matter, right, was holy shit, they made a 90-minute movie of Tom Hanks and Wilson, right? I love Tom Hanks and Wilson. They had dope adventures.
Wilson.
He was on an island. and he had a really crazy beard. Mm-hmm. Right? Seems a lot like this movie, except a little bit more. And fuck this movie. This movie is... I did not like this movie.
Wow.
At all.
Wow.
Like, wow. Alright, let me get some straight. Actually, there are things I like about this movie. Oh, like, shit, this sing-songy shit. Right,
of course.
Right,
you're still Andrew, after all.
like, I give it credit to these guys. I didn't expect that a cappella score. Mm-hmm. Right, where it's one thing where it starts with like a little thing where you're in a scene and a character is singing, and you're like, oh, he's singing a song I know, and that's cute and funny. Right. But then as it becomes almost like I don't know what they call these things. A lot of artists use it when they're playing alone, where they'll make one noise and record it and loop it on and continue building up their sound. Right. And basically that's what you hear the music doing throughout the movie, where you'll hear Paul Dano start a song and then a next sound he makes, and you hear it, you realize slowly it's building.
You mean looped music?
I said, I don't know what the fucking machine is. You could have just come in with that earlier.
Oh, so Looper?
That movie is awesome. This is not. This movie suffers from something that I've mentioned a lot of times. Mm-hmm. When it comes to movies like this,
singing.
If only. Where basically they have the core dumb idea that they think will make me love it to death. And I keep thinking back to that trailer when I saw it and being like, Daniel Radcliffe is farting as a jet ski. That seems dumb.
That seems the right kind of stupid.
Right? This has to be the perfect movie. And as it goes through and all of these dumb things happen, all of these upgrades and everything that occurs with Daniel Radcliffe's corpse.
Gets upgrades?
Yeah.
There are more features. Yeah, he gets more features.
Yeah, he downloads some apps.
Are you sure this movie is bad?
It just missed whatever like weird element was there for me to actually care as this movie was going on. Because, especially for a movie like this where they have this whole... one of the things that won't surprise you from the basis of this movie is that it's one of these self-discovery films where it's all about finding out more about this guy where he channels all of this through the corpse, right? Mm-hmm. And even though there's no point where they break subjectivity about the powers of the corpse, right? There's a lot about Paul Dano's character that you learn, and there are some things that he's trying to work out, right? Including this girl who he thinks he loves, but he doesn't even know, right? And all of these Yeah, and all of these weird things about his personal life. And all of these things can work in any one movie that you think of, but this movie just never did enough for any of it to really matter to me. It was just the dumb corpse shit, which I've already made up the better jokes in my head from the trailer because I've decided on how I can make this dumb and work. But the rest of it, you're just sitting there going like, this could have been a 20-minute short.
Okay. All right. Well done, Andrew. So, I did not like this movie.
0-2.
Yeah. And I'm actually quite surprised. I thought I didn't expect that I would be in agreement with the fellow across the room.
Did you watch this movie together?
Yes, we did.
So I assume your arms were folded the entire time.
The entire time.
I wasn't looking at him.
Okay. You two had your arms folded. Yeah.
This movie is odd and it has its moments. There are definitely some dumb things that Harry Potter does that that kind of work. There is definitely the movie definitely gives you the impression that there is more beneath the surface. That, for instance, you start out in the movie on a deserted island where Paul Dano is trying to kill himself. And then he rides Daniel Radcliffe like a jet ski towards what hopefully is home. And you may say to yourself, well, maybe that really wasn't a deserted island. Maybe he was there already. And this is just him actually just finding his dead body and making stuff up in his head because he's...
A crazy person.
Yeah, a crazy person because he's talking to dead people.
Right.
Right? This is not The Sixth Sense.
Right. No, I mean, and even that they didn't talk to dead people. You just thought.
Yeah, exactly.
That also sucks.
Yep. And there's some weird sort of fun, music-y, romance-y...
with him and the corpse?
Yeah, him and the corpse. Yes. Okay. Yes. So there are some fun moments, but it just never comes together. You never feel fully engaged.
So it's no plastic bag jellyfish.
No, it is not. It is no plastic bag jellyfish. I wish, Damien, I need to watch that movie again because
how have you
it's
not?
Been so. I don't know how I haven't. It's been so.
It's
long.
So crazy.
It's the
it's
best.
It's literal. Like when I picture that movie, it's us. And it's just your face beside it laughing. Okay, this is a Douglas-ass Douglas movie.
Yes, it is. And I very much wanted this to be a Douglas-ass Douglas movie.
Like
it seemed it, didn't it? Mm-hmm. It did not work.
When it started, even with the singing, I was still on board. It seemed the movie had, like there was a plan and it was going somewhere. It's just that where it goes, is it that they ran out of ideas or the idea that they had just wasn't strong enough?
Well, I don't think it's the ideas thing because they definitely take the corpse thing as far as you could ever imagine. Right. I think it's just that, and we don't like to admit this on this podcast, or at the very least, I think you guys don't want to admit this on this podcast. I've said it repeatedly, that no matter how shticky and how dumb that joke is, mm-hmm. it still has a movie elsewhere which isn't just about the corpse. And that movie is just boring. Mm-hmm. And no matter how much corpse shit they come up with that can make me laugh because Daniel Radcliffe is a corpse, it's not going to make up for the fact that I had to sit through that boring-ass movie.
Yeah, and the thing about this movie is that it loses its drive about halfway through. Because...
So you're saying watch half of the movie?
Yeah. Right, when cool. you're... How it's set up is it's this guy trying to get home. It's this guy searching for something. And about maybe half an hour, 45 minutes into the movie, he just stops. Instead of trying to get home, he just kind of hangs out with the dead guy. Mm-hmm. And while there are some decent moments there. Like
they ran out of ideas.
Yeah.
They just went, all right, we can't make this work. Let's just throw a bunch of dead guy shit in the rest of this movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
And pray that the end credits come quick.
And you can argue that, you know, that's him not wanting to find what he's looking for, which, mm-hmm. sure, maybe that's what they're going after. But it felt stagnant for a long time, this movie. And the shenanigans just weren't at the caliber, weren't at the level that you would want a movie that only relies on shenanigans to be. Yeah. You know?
So I didn't miss much.
No, you did not.
Seems so strong, though.
So 8 hours.
Yeah. Well, more. It was like 9.5 because the drive back was longer. I enjoyed the funeral about as much as you can enjoy a funeral. Speaking of shenanigans, there's some shenanigans towards the end with the family members, but we don't know the backstory and don't care because we don't care about those people. We care about the guy, and he's gone, and we buried him. And I think the worst of people, like, as a rule, I expect the worst of them. And so I'm not usually disappointed by what people do. And... but then that leaves the door open for me to be surprised by people. But I'm rarely ever surprised by people either, because people are genuinely the worst. But for his funeral, more Terranova staff than I had expected to come were there, and they played a big part in the funeral. And I don't like most of the staff members in my workplace, but I was very proud of the fact that we were such a force at his funeral, because he worked there for 37 years. He started out as a busboy and worked his way up to the top. And there were more Terranova people there, past and current, than other people, which is impressive. And there's not a lot of other people at Terranova that have any shot of that happening. Fully expected to go there and there be a handful of us, and but it wasn't that, and so it was a nice funeral, but I did not get to watch a movie. It doesn't sound like I missed anything. There was one point though that, and I'm telling this story to everybody that I see, because I've never even heard of anything like this happening. As we were driving, so we're near to the actual funeral, but just up the road, there was another funeral happening. So as we were driving past, we saw a bus, and people were coming off the bus to head into the church, and they were clearly going to a funeral. So we slowed down because we weren't exactly sure where the funeral was. And the guy driving the car rolled down the window, and before he could ask any questions, the people heading into the funeral turned and looked at him and go, "No, dog, it's not this funeral. Your funeral is done wrong."
What?
And we laughed so hard. Like, we couldn't believe. Like, for someone to be that certain. No.
Okay, first question.
Mm-hmm.
was that person right?
No, there were 100. Wasn't the funeral we were going to. But the guy driving, his pet name is Cronny. And he had a mohawk. This is a funeral we're going to. Still refused to get rid of his mohawk. But he did go to the barber, though, to get some designs in the side of the head that was shaved. But the mohawk, which is not really a mohawk because it's more kid and play than mohawk. And it looked awful. But the fact that the people were that confident, right? That someone coming to a funeral, they're like, no. No, no. This is not your funeral. Your funeral is done.
We don't know people like you.
We don't know who you are, but we know you're not coming to this funeral. That is what we know. And we almost crashed the car. As that is I've never seen that happen. That is the best. God damn it.
I've just seen a face. I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just the girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. La da 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 da. Falling, yes I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
So yeah, fun times. When is Westworld finished?
Probably another what?
Month?
6 to 10 weeks.
Oh, cool. Okay.
No man. Oh well, is it a short?
I think it's 5 episodes we've gone so far. I assume it's 10. I don't know.
Okay. So I should start watching now so that I can
watch
the first half and then get to the back half.
Given that they made such an investment in planning out 20 seasons of Westworld,
right.
They already said to the guys, yeah, you'll get 15 or 16 episodes.
Game of Thrones is 10. And it's the biggest.
That's true.
It's 10. The finale airs December 4th.
Oh, okay, wow. So I should watch the first half and then give it some speed. Because I really want... I'm really excited because I've only seen the one episode.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch it, but it's taking too long to end.
It does. It takes a...
I want... I feel the need to catch up. I have an urge. Because it's Westerns and robots.
Speaking of Westerns and robots...
Mm-hmm.
Damien, have you heard about a movie called The Valley of Violence?
In a Valley of Violence.
Correct. So, Damien.
Yes.
Let me just give you a pitch here.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Good.
Fuck you. I know that you're a big fan of this director, but I really like this director. However,
what's his name?
What's
his name?
First four letters of the genre.
If I say three words to you, Red Wick Redemption, or Red Dead Wick, is that enough for you?
I mean, there's a... Now that I have...
Red Wick Redemption.
There's naysaying on this side. So I need the director's name.
The first four letters of the genre is his last name.
It's Ty West. I know you don't necessarily like him, right?
But Ty Western.
It's Red Wick Redemption. Ethan Hawke. Ethan Hawke plays a fellow who passes through a town.
Right. In Western times.
In Western times.
And John Wicks the shit out of it.
And yeah, essentially he ruffles a few feathers and they kill his dog. Mm-hmm. And he seeks revenge.
It does have a great dog.
It does have a great dog. Now, I have hyped this up a little too much.
Right,
very much so.
You use the words John and Wick.
Exactly.
And
it is as great as John Wick.
And nothing is as good as Red Dead.
Exactly.
Because Redemption is all Westerns rolled into one. Plus, I got to stab a bear with a knife.
But think about you as a person going into that movie, just knowing that it's kind of a Western.
Douglas, you can't stop. You've sold that movie. I've watched shitty Westerns. I will continue to watch shitty Westerns.
Yeah.
And if there's a chance, it's good.
So this may not sound like a positive, but John Travolta is in this movie. And he plays a villain.
There's times I'll enjoy John Travolta.
He's face off levels.
He's like cartoon villain.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I think I might like this movie.
I really like this movie.
It sounds all right.
It's not the greatest movie, as Andrew said, but it's the right kind of dumb.
If it hits all the genre notes, I'll be on board.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, The Guest, if we're looking at it, The Guest wasn't the greatest movie. It doesn't matter.
The Guest was pretty great.
Yeah, because it hit all the things you wanted it to hit.
Yeah.
The story literally makes no sense in The Guest. Like, not even a little bit.
Yeah.
But you don't care.
As far as I'm concerned, that's the point of that movie.
You don't really care. Because it's so awesome.
You know what I do want to say in niceness of this movie, other than it has a great dog,
right,
which Damien will try to name his next dog after.
I already have the perfect.
Right, no, I mean the one after me. That. The one after that.
Right? No, it'll just be Tupac Jr. Like, no dog that I have will not be named Tupac. This just be a string of Tupacs.
John Travolta has had a great run for the last few years being the right roles. Like, I think about him in this movie, he's pretty great. I think about him in the OJ show that was this year.
He's just hamming it.
Right.
He's just, I know what I am now. So let's do this.
Yeah.
He was in Hairspray, right?
Yes.
And I enjoyed him in Hairspray.
I enjoyed Hairspray.
That movie is dumb.
I enjoyed that movie.
And Andrew will look at me and say, that movie is basically a musical, Damien.
How do you go from a song every minute and actually being a Broadway musical to being basically a musical?
And what I will say to both of you is,
I've never watched this movie, granted.
What I'll say to both of you is, the music is bad, but the movie is good. After years of Andrew's insistence that I watch musicals, I think Crazy Ex-Girlfriend might be the thing that is chipping away at it. I'm going to fight hard to not watch and enjoy musicals in the future, but it is come to my attention that there's a TV show that I continue to watch and enjoy that is 100%.
The latest episode had a great reference to Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
What is that?
It's a musical with Marilyn Monroe.
Cool.
It's a movie with Marilyn Monroe. Is it a musical?
It's a musical.
Have I seen that one yet? I know I've seen a bunch of her movies, but I'm not sure if I saw that one.
Oh, you've seen a bunch of Marilyn Monroe movies, you say?
Who's in that one?
Marilyn Monroe.
Who else? Is like Harry Am.
Jean Russell, I think, is the other person in that movie.
There's a movie with her and... Is it Jack Lemmon?
Yes, that is Some Like It Hot.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We saw that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen it a bunch of times.
Jane Russell is the other person in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Okay.
The person that likes it hot is me, Damien. Westmoreland is cold. I wore a jacket, still cold. I don't like it this cold.
Christmas is there anything coming. Else you guys want to talk about?
Douglas is slowly hating me because he prefers to live in a fridge somewhere far away.
Yes, please.
But I enjoy
fridginess.
I enjoy heat.
Heat is hot.
Yes, but it can be rectified with a fan or the beach.
Watch that show. Has it
fridges
started
can
yet?
Be rectified with jackets.
Yeah, that's what they use in the States, right? Not central heating. They use jackets.
No, that's for the inside and you don't want to wear the jacket.
That's what you don't use fans outside, you understand that?
Some people do. Don't they have those portable ones?
All right, cool.
that you laugh at as it.
Please talk about something else.
So, I saw a movie this weekend, which is now one of my new favoritest movies.
Yes.
We just talked about that. Red with Redemption.
Fuck Red Dick. fuck Red whatever.
Red Dick Redemption.
The the name of this movie is Lady Snowblood.
Yes.
Oh, Andrew. So, Damien.
I saw his tweet.
Yeah, I didn't actually watch all of the movie, and I didn't watch it properly because I knew I was leaving in the middle, so I didn't really care. Yet and still, this is my favorite movie ever. Ever.
It's that good.
It's that good.
This is a samurai film.
All right.
From 1973.
Word.
Right. It is shot for shot the basis for Kill Bill Volume 1.
With no Tarantino nonsense on top. It's just
straight up. It is about a girl whose mother was attacked. Her husband was murdered. She was raped. And she went to jail. She had such a vengeance that she had sex with every man in jail to have a child so that that child could go out and enact her vengeance.
And guess what? That child did. She trained from she was a little baby and is now known as Lady Snowblood because...
And she's on a path Lady Snowblood to have the vengeance.
Right. She started our own vengeance trilogy in one movie.
Yes.
This movie is so great, Damien.
Damien, is... I haven't watched all of
there
the first movie.
There is a part
movie.
Two, and
there
I
is a part two
yet.
That is a part of a Criterion box set. I almost bought that box set today just because I need to have it.
Okay. You said the name is the greatest movie of all time.
Yes.
So, you know, when we were talking about dumb Western redemption horseshits.
My question to you is, why didn't you pick this for next... apart from the fact that we might not have a podcast next week because the world might be over. But why not pick this for next week's movie? If it's so good, watching it a second time should be a joy. Why am I watching this and not coming on this one? Because
you
understand
can come
that,
and talk to
right,
us about
next week, we'll, if it's anywhere near as good as the thing you've pitched... I don't even care what you picked. Yeah, whatever movie you picked was okay, I guess. Yeah. But I've seen the best movie.
Damien, it is my pick next week.
Okay, cool.
Do we get to like put the two of them together?
Well, I'm picking Lady Snowblood 2. Mm. You need to watch the first one for context.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. Think I might. Samurai revenging.
Oh yeah. She carries her sword around in her umbrella.
That is useless information. Right? If a teenage girl is samuraiing her way through this movie,
I'm already on board.
There was a movie in the late 2000s. Like Chocolate, something like that. Where it was basically a little girl that went around kicking the shit out of everybody. It was like, it was basically an unbuck movie.
I remember that. That was the Kung Fu, not Indonesia. It was, I can't remember which country.
Yeah, one of those countries.
Right.
Is it sad? Half and half, but most of the time when I hear the word Indonesia, I just think of Biggie singing about Indonesia.
Yeah, that is bad. You're a child of the 90s?
Yep.
All right. Makes sense.
Well,
I think the name of the movie was
Highland.
No, you're a child of the 90s. You're born.
I know, I was born in the 80s.
Yeah,
but
you're definitely a child of the 90s. Yes.
La-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, I think the name of the movie was Chocolate.
Lady Snowblood 1
and
2.
Even though that movie was great, it was still fun to watch this little girl.
Yeah, it's from Thailand.
The shit out of these grown people. And so, yeah. Sounds all right. Do I have to come and watch?
Do I have a Barnes &
Noble account?
You don't have to. I'm going to watch it. If you want to come along, I'm happy for you to come and watch it. We'll be there Wednesday night, I'm sure.
There's no way Caraba's gotten better. Right?
Do you want me to lie to you?
No. No.
Then why are you asking me that question?
Alright, cool. Still. Although I haven't read any reviews on that movie. Is it supposed to be good?
Yeah, people are liking it. So, okay. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Alright, cool. No? Not. I don't think I'm going.
Marvel wants you there.
I don't give a shit about Marvel. What they want. I'll watch.
There are explosions.
I'll watch Man of Steel again. Wait. Man of Steel is the first one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, right. Batman, Superman. I'll watch Man of Steel and Batman again. All of them. I mean, the good Batmans.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have anything else we really want to talk about. I feel like this is the ending.
Yeah.
Do you want to say something special as the world might end tomorrow?
Please do not. Don't. Listen,
America. They would have already have done it. So,
yeah.
Do you want to
all right, cool. Right. Thank you for voting for Hillary Clinton. The only choice that made sense. But if not, you motherfuckers.
By the time they hear this, it's done.
Yeah.
Right, we will know what the result is. Yeah. And the version of us that's sitting here recording this will still be in fear.
I'm upset that my sister isn't here so that we can hug each other and cry as the election results come in. As long as the internet keeps working, I'll be talking to her all tomorrow. I'm not going anywhere. I'm so very afraid because my mom. Don't forget my money, please.
But he has the best money.
Yes. He'll deal with my money bigly. Fucking assholes.
Bigly actually is a word.
Yes.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm. It is a word.
Yes.
You know, like all those other old-timey words that human beings don't use.
Did you get to use that? Was it you that I was talking to when I found out that scarify was a word?
I think so. You get to bring back old-timey words and pretend like, oh no, it's not that I'm an idiot and said a word badly. Alright then, fixment is also a word. Let's do this.
But it has to be proper.
Okay.
I think this is the end.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so thanks for listening. Have a good night. His bed is hard and the room is cold. And my sailmate's got a call. She takes her meds and sleeps all day. Got 6 more weeks till she's off. She said she beat her.